Tangerang, Disc 3.
Chapter 7. Rainwater drummed against the high stained glass windows of Redwall Abbey. It had poured down since midnight of the previous day. Even the hardiest of work beasts had left their outdoor tasks for dry ones indoors. Mira and her faithful friend Gundil emerged from the kitchens to sit upon the cool stone steps to Great Hall. Brushing a paw across her brow, the Otter Maid blew a sigh of relief.
Whew, goodness me, it's hot in there, Gundil.
The mole undid his apron and wiped the back of his neck.
Yes, ma'am. If Oidan stayed there a moment longer, they'd be having a roastified mole for dinner. Why?
Fillorn's call reached them from the kitchens.
Mira, Gundil, come and take this tray, please.
She met them just inside the kitchen entrance. Fillorn was no longer a young otter mum. Her face was lined and she stooped slightly, but to her daughter she still looked beautiful. Mira, who was now much taller than Fillorn, touched her mother's work-worn paw gently.
Why don't you finish in there for the day? Go to the gatehouse and take a nap with old Hawk in one of his big chairs.
Fillorn dismissed the suggestion with a dry chuckle.
Food doesn't cook itself, you know. I'm well able for a day's labour. I can still work the paws from under either of you two young cubs.
Gundil tugged his nose in courteous mole fashion.
You certainly can, marm. Boy, Oki, you're a good cooker, all right. But why don't he take a little doze?
Fillorn presented them with the tray she was carrying.
If I listened to you two, I'd never get out of bed. Now take this luncheon up to Cregor Badgermum and be careful you don't trip on the stairs. Gundil, you carry the flagon and Mira can take the tray.
Cregor was dozing in a chair when she heard the approaching paw steps.
Come right in, friends,
she called.
Gundil, you get the door. Put the flagon down in case you drop it.
They entered, shaking their heads in wonder. Cregor patted the top of the table next to her overstuffed armchair.
Put the tray down here, Mira. Is that mushroom and celery broth I can smell? Fillorn has put a sprinkle of hot red pepper on it, just the way I like it.
She checked Gundil.
Don't balance that beaker on the chair arm. Put it there where I can reach it easily.
The mole wrinkled his snout.
Brr! How do we know, Cregum? Any beast would think you mad 10 eyes instead of being blinded.
She patted his digging claw as he replaced the beaker.
Never you mind how I know. That door swung closed again. Open it for me, please, Mira, my dear. This room can get dreadfully stuffy on a rainy summer's day.